When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
On this edition of Orlando Magic Pod Squad, we catch up with none other than Franz Wagner. In his third NBA season, he's having a career year, and we can't wait to catch up with Franz. Magic fans, the Florida Department of Transportation reminds you, fans don't let fans drive drunk. If you've been drinking, don't get behind the wheel. Instead, find a sober driver or catch a ride service. Remember, drive sober or get pulled over. Have a great night and drive safe. On this edition of Magic Pod Squad, we discuss Franz and his patented finishes at the rim, how he's able to get to the basket, how he's able to finish in the painted area, the incredible season that his brother Mo Wagner is having, the 1-2 combination of Paolo and Franz, and how good can this Orlando Magic team be? We get all kinds of thoughts from Franz Wagner on this special edition of Magic Pod Squad.
This is Franz Wagner of the Orlando Magic.
This is Cole Anthony.
This is Jalen Suggs.
This is Paolo Banchero of the Orlando Magic, and you're listening to the Pod Squad.
And welcome, everyone, to another edition of Orlando Magic Pod Squad. Dante Marcatelli, Jake Chapman, George Galante, and we are joined by Magic third-year man Franz Wagner. Kind enough to join us here. We're having a terrific season at the time of this taping. The Magic 41-28, getting ready for Game 3 of their season-long 8-game homestand. And, Franz, I just got to ask you, I don't know what the weather is typically like this time of year in Berlin or what it's like in Ann Arbor, but how about this weather in City Beautiful?
Oh, my goodness.
Right? I mean, how great has this been for you?
Oh, it's so great. Me and Mo, we talk about it daily, honestly, how good the weather is. I mean, obviously, compared to back home, when we talk to our parents, they're always super jealous when we're on FaceTime. We show them how sunny it is out here.
What do you like to do? So what would be the ideal day? I know we talked to Mo one day as he was driving out to the beach, but what would be your ideal day with weather like this?
I like the beach, but honestly, just sit by the pool, enjoy the weather. And the ideal day is I just got a sauna. So then the new thing is right before I go to sleep, I go hit the sauna for 15-20 minutes, and then I pretty much knock right out after that. So yeah.
Now don't fall asleep in the sauna now. That's not good for you.
No, I won't do that. I'll make sure not to do that.
Isn't it nice to be beach ready? I haven't been beach ready in 40 years, right? Isn't it nice to just get right out there and be ready for the beach? That must be nice. Well, Franz, let us know. You got Magic fans that are super pumped about this season. I know you're excited about what's happening right now. Can you feel the buzz and the electricity in this town right now about what's happening here with the Magic?
Definitely. I think that's a huge part of our excitement as a group too, that we can feel that. And when you're out just walking around or something like that, more and more people recognize that. Just thank you for the efforts and stuff like that. I think that's a super cool part of it. And obviously we want to make sure we keep that going and keep growing as a team and do that for the next couple of years.
You actually stole my question, because I was going to ask you, have you been noticing when you're out, do more people, are they noticing you now? Or are they, I don't know what it was like before. I don't know what it was like your rookie year or even your second year. Like, are you walking around town and everybody goes, holy crap, I think that's Franz Wagner. Like, are you getting some of that?
A little bit. It's honestly not too bad, which I'm a little happy about, honestly. I like to move around and just be a normal person too, but I think now it's more like people are so excited to come up and say, hey, you guys are playing so great. Love what you guys are doing. I think that part is obviously reassuring and keeps you motivated, I would say.
Rod, is this the most fun you've ever had playing basketball?
Ooh. In the NBA.
I know last summer.
Yeah.
Pretty fun.
Exactly.
I know last summer was pretty fun. But yeah,
I think it's a similar vibe though that we're creating here, and I think it's a little harder to do in a long season like we are having. To have a group stay connected like that and everybody is totally locked in on the team. But the national team, like I said, I think there's a lot of parallels that I would draw in terms of the togetherness and roles being defined and everybody really growing together as a group. I think that's what's most fun, I think, about our group, that we're so young and that we kind of grew as a group together, and now we're kind of reaping the benefits of that, I think. I think to me that's the coolest part, having been with these guys and been through tough times and with these guys as well. And like I said, I think now we're enjoying kind of the end of that, and hopefully we can finish the season strong.
Amen to that. Yeah, Franz, I'm watching the Cavs and Heat. I could care less about either of those two teams, and I'm watching those games. And I'm watching the Pacers and the Bulls. I mean, I'm watching them all. Are you getting caught up? I know you don't look past your opponent. I know you're not looking ahead by any means, but are you watching to see what the other teams do, because it affects you in the standings?
For sure, but more so, I would say watching in terms of like playoff preparation and really getting to know these teams, obviously that we're competing with and that we're in the playoff race with. And I think the biggest thing is what you said, though, that, you know, we're in a situation where we can control our own destiny. And I think that's a super, super cool thing for us as a young group. And how we do that is just stay focused on us. And but obviously, I think everybody looks at the standings every once in a while. And I think if we keep doing our job like we have been, I think we have a good shot, getting a good playoff spot.
How have you guys been able to do that, Franz, to just focus on the now? I think you guys are doing a really good job of not, like you said, not getting too far ahead and not looking at other opponents. Like, you guys are really focused on, okay, tomorrow night we play New Orleans, and that's what we're focused on, and that's all we're doing, and we're not looking at anything else. How hard has it been to block out, you know, all of the other stuff, which comes with success, all the people and the requests and this and that? How have you guys been able to focus on that?
I think it starts with Coach Mosley, honestly. I think that's a huge emphasis in most of his talks and pregame speeches and stuff like that. And I think that it's a credit to everybody on the team, just individually locking in and knowing what the task at hand is, what the goal is. So, I think for us to stay focused, everybody needs that same approach. And at the same time, I think it's cool that we're still having fun with it and using these games to get better and also learn from it. You know, I think the New York game, the Indiana game, were big learning lessons for us. And I think it's a big credit to the team that we learn from those games and get better and not overlook that or think that's not important or anything like that. But I think everybody's aware that, you know, 13 games or something like that left. So we're going to make those count.
I wanted to ask you something similar about you specifically. I was listening to an old pod with you with Duncan Robinson. I think it was after your rookie year. And he talked about how sometimes in game, you want to clear your head. Like, you got almost too much going on and you're thinking about maybe the last play and that. Is that something, and I think obviously you probably improved in that regard just based on the way you've improved performance-wise in three seasons now. Is that something that can only be fixed with reps and with time and experience, or is that something that you focus on, kind of your mental approach to the game as the season wears on?
Yeah, I think it's one of those things you know, it doesn't always get easier, the mental side of it. You know, obviously you want to get better and strive to do that, but as you get older, your expectations get higher and stuff like that. And I think, you know, the game and inside of your head is sometimes the toughest part. And I think that's a huge part of being an NBA player or being just in those high pressure moments that I think everybody kind of has to figure that out for themselves. And obviously there's resources that we have with the team and people you can talk to and stuff like that. But I know for me, sometimes it's good to get away from the game, you know, do something that's not related to it. And so then I can come back and really focus on it. And then there's different stuff in the game, just like taking deep breaths or meditating like before games, stuff like that. I think that I like to do. But yeah, like I said, I think everybody kind of has to figure it out their own way. But I think it's good to acknowledge that that's a huge part of playing basketball at a high level and doing that consistently over a long time. So I think that's something maybe that's not always, obviously it's not as easy to see as, you know, guys warming up before the game or stretching and the obvious body recovery stuff. I think the mental side of the sport is just as much a thing.
It's great. We're hearing so much more about that here. Jalen's been outspoken about that as well, how much he's benefited from that. You know, when you watch the way you play and the way you finish, you pick up the basketball, you're in the paint, you're making your move, somebody goes right, you go left. They go left, you go right. You have an ability to get around them. You can finish. You can see the defender in front of you, the one that's coming. You're able to finish. How does one practice that? You know, when you put in all this time and all this work and you have such incredible footwork and you're able to finish, you know, falling away, flipping it up high off the glass, how do you possibly practice all of that, Franz?
Well, obviously I didn't do that stuff just the first time I picked up a basketball. I think
right.
I think the biggest thing is having the basics right and doing those and being able to do those just you know, kind of in your sleep and having those habits right. And then nowadays, you know, we do a lot of random stuff where a coach throws me a ball and like in the last second he gives me a pointer of how I should finish, if it's high, if it's with the left hand, off 2 feet, so different stuff like that to kind of simulate what happens in the game where you adjust in the last second. So I would say we do a lot of those kind of awkward finishes maybe that I sometimes do in the game. But honestly, a big part of my game is also focusing on, you know, those moments where it's maybe good to go through a defender. I think it's cool to play with someone like Paolo who, you know, has that down in the second year already, you know, getting to the free throw line, finding contact to create angles and stuff like that. So that's how I look at it. I think those finishes are super cool, but sometimes the best thing is to create a better angle by not just going around people, but going through the defender.
Yeah, good point.
So when you are you watching a lot of film to figure out different ways that you can finish and get to the rim? Because obviously if you know you're at 85-86% free throw shooter, so it would benefit you to get to the line as much as possible, right?
For sure. Yeah, that's a huge point of emphasis in my workouts, when I watch film with coaches or by myself, or when I'm just watching a random game at night. You know, those plays kind of tend to stick in my head a little more where I see something that I talked about with the coaches that day. So yeah, that's definitely something I try to focus on. And it's not a natural thing for me, so it takes a little bit to implement that in my game and get better at it. But I think that's part of it. It's part of getting better, and I enjoy those challenges, honestly.
Does a coach come to you at any point and say, hey, listen, I saw so-and-so do this. Let's try this. And then you try to add a move into your repertoire a little bit?
Yeah, that can happen. The other days, Coach 1T sent me a clip of Brandon Ingram, you know, finding contact as he's going to the basket. So, yeah, it can be any type of situation. Maybe preparing for a scout, they see a clip and they send it to me or stuff like that. You know, we got a great coaching staff that you know, is very aware of what the players are wanting to get better at and what they need to get better at. And I think that's a huge part of our program.
But sometimes, like your brother says, you just got to bang your head through the wall, right?
Exactly.
That's the most known thing ever. Yeah.
It's my favorite. I think it's my favorite. What is it? How gratifying has it been for you to watch him this year kind of harness that energy, right? For those of us who have watched every game that he's played in a Magic uniform, we know how important he is bringing the juice. I call him on the radio broadcast the juice bringer, and the nickname admittedly needs work. But
yeah, you might want to workshop.
Yeah, that one sucks, by the way.
It's not bad. He brings the juice. I don't know how else to describe the match. But
shorter, first of all,
it has to have been fun, Franz, and gratifying and rewarding to watch your brother kind of thread that needle where he's still himself. He's still being, the bringer of the juice and bringing that energy, but he's able to sort of scale it back at times, and not hurt the team. It's a fine line to walk at times, but he's nailing it this year, isn't it?
Man, that's a huge compliment, I would say. I think that's awesome that from somebody that watches every game that says that, because I know it's a lot. It's something that he focuses on a lot, and he puts a lot of work in. And like you said, it's not easy to do, to bring those intangibles every game and bring, like you said, the juice every game without maybe going a little bit too far. So I'm super proud just as a brother seeing his development and the way he's carved himself, a role on a really good NBA team. Looking at how his career went, he definitely wasn't dealt the best cards. So I think that's really cool for him. The path that he's taken and continues to take, and obviously it's super cool to see that up close.
What did he work on the most? I mean, for most of the year, he's top 10 in field goal percentage, top 5 in two-point percentage. He's top 10 in points per game off cuts. He has figured out how to get open, right, and figure out the
pass. That's a stat,
and he's able to finish. So the Magic are one of the top cutting teams, and the guy we're talking to is right there at the top as well. But as far, he's figured out passing lanes, he's figured out how to get open, and he's finishing this year. What are some of the things that he worked on to put himself in this position?
I think if we would ask more, I think he would say simplify this game a little bit. I think he knows exactly what he's good at, what he's really good at, and he tries to do that as many times. He tries to do that as many times as he can throughout the game. So I think whether it's cutting, I think he's always been a smart player, but. I think he simplified his game in terms of when he gets it in a pick and roll, he knows exactly what he's looking at, what his reads are. Obviously, I think it also really helps playing with someone like Joe Ingles, where you're going to get the ball if you're open. So I think their chemistry, especially in that second unit, I think has really helped him. And Mo is just a smart player that knows where to be at what time. And I think a huge part of our offense and of our team.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200,000 for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you.
luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more, with a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay, so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Picasso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's PACASO.com.
Through conversations with investors and entrepreneurs, Unseen Upside by Cambridge Associates explores the human impact of investing. Season 4 focuses on exciting healthcare advancements, promising to improve outcomes and create resilient, patient-centric systems, blending technology and compassion. Meet the minds behind innovation shaping the future of medicine, from drug discovery to the role of AI. Uncover the Unseen Upside, available now.
Joe Ingles, have you ever seen a player be so productive that doesn't bend at the waist? Have you ever seen have you ever seen somebody that efficient? It's remarkable, right? Not blazing speed, right, per se, but he's so good out there.
He is. I think it's really cool for obviously us young players to see how you can manipulate the game and have a huge input on the game without necessarily being the strongest or fastest or most athletic out there. And those are skills that are super hard to learn. The stuff that he does every day, and so it's cool to see that. And like I said, it's very hard to implement that in your own game and learn it from it. It's definitely really cool.
Have you all seen the video, the Jumpin' Joe videos, by the way, when he had a fast break and the entire bench was begging him to dunk it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was the one moment.
That was the one.
Oh, we're going to get a better chance. Yeah.
I don't think we are. I think that was like Haley's comment. I'm not sure you're going to see that one again.
With all these.
And it was post All Star break.
Yes. He should have been.
So he should have had fresh legs. Yeah. Exactly. So we'll see.
That was his chance. But there's all these videos of him in Australia when he used to dunk on people all the time. It was amazing. We got to find those. It's pretty impressive.
Well, speaking of fresh legs, Franz, take us back to January. You have the ankle injury, right? And that puts you out for 8 or 9 games. We've talked privately, Dante, myself, Jake, that when you came back, it seemed like because you had played also, I mean, you really didn't have a break, right? For 2 straight seasons, because you're playing with Germany and then you're playing basically all 82 games for the Magic. And then you're going right back to Team Germany again. And then, because we know one thing about you, if you're healthy, you're going to play. And so you've had 2 straight years, and then you had the ankle injury where you missed 9 games. We felt that when you came back, like maybe that was a little bit of a blessing in disguise, because you, even though you were hurt and you had to rehab, maybe that was a little bit of a break for you. Did you feel that at all? Or were you just chomping at the bit to get back and the heck with this injury, I got to get back on the court?
Yeah, I think that was one thing that, one train of thought that I had to stay positive as I was injured. You always try to obviously make the most out of the situation. And I think there's definitely some truth to that. At the same time though, I think there's also a rhythm that you get when you're in season. And, when you're injured, you obviously kind of lose that. And it takes a little bit to get that back. So, I think there's definitely some truth to that. And, more so than anything though, I was just happy to get back out there, and luckily it wasn't too bad of an injury.
Is that the main thing though, Franz? I mean, you had an ankle and you missed 8 games. Otherwise, we're talking about the games at the end of the year that when the whole team sat, right? 80, 79 games. Paolo's the same way. He sprained an ankle last year and he's played just about every game for 2 seasons. And in today's day and age, we don't want to get all into it, but it's rare to have guys that play. I pulled the numbers yesterday. You've been available 94.3% of the time in the games you've been in a Magic uniform. Is it about losing? Because I know there's nights and days when you wake up and you go, man, this is, the hammy's bugging me, or the calf is really sore. Is it a matter of you just want to play because you don't want to lose your rhythm? Is it just something that you've always just been programmed that way? If I'm good to go, if I can stand up, I'm going to go play this game. What's that mentality about?
To me, it's like, I would hate to like look back and then be like, oh, I could have helped the team, but like, you know, I would hate to have that like regret thought a little bit after the game when I wouldn't have played. So if I could feel confident that I'm not going to hurt myself or that I can help the team, then, you know, I don't see no reason why not to play. I love playing. I love being out there with my teammates. And I think I think what I just said with the rhythm, like there is something to that when you don't play for a couple of days, you kind of lose that a little bit. And it might take a couple of minutes in the next game. So I think that can be a little bit more of that. But I think it's also just cool to look back and be able to say, you know, I fought through those moments. And I think guys take pride in that to be able to play in most games. Yeah.
No, there's no question about it. You know, so for you and Paolo Banchero, it's only taken a year plus for you guys to be a lethal 1-2 combo. You would be the second pair of teammates in Magic history to average 20 points per game, right? The others are Shaq and Penny. This would be the second time in Magic history. Now you can throw the ball to him without even looking. You know so well where he's going to be at, right? That was phenomenal last night, by the way. He says every time he gets stuck, he can bank on you cutting to the basket at the right time. How about that? That 1-2 punch that you guys have worked on together.
Yeah, I think we're just both, I think, smart players that love to play with their teammates, and I think we're similar in our approach to the game. That we're very focused, but still very confident. And I think just in that sense, we're very similar in how we play. And then I just gotta say it's pretty easy playing with someone like Paolo. You know, that draws so much attention, and at the same time wants to play for his teammates. So I think it's super impressive at his age what he's doing. And I try to learn as much from him as I can, and you know, just make the most out of the opportunity that I got. I think that's the best way I can put it. And I think we're both well aware that we're in a situation, where we're really lucky, where we have teammates that are giving us a lot of responsibility and trusting us in a lot of ways. And I think both of us just want to pay that back.
Who keeps you on your toes the most, Franz? Is it Cole playing with one shoe? Is it Jalen taking the three and turning around? He doesn't even have to see it go in. But I saw that. That happened right in front of me, and I had no idea.
Me too. I was going to say the same thing. I watched it, and I just thought, well, that's a big shot. We got this run going. I didn't notice it until after the game that he turned around.
Like, see, I got that up on four.
You got
I saw the whole thing. That's the benefit.
See? It pays to be up that high, Jay.
You can see that. And that's another juice bringer, right? Bringer of the juice and Jalen Suggs for sure. But those two guys – They got to be so much fun to play with, and they each have different elements, but they certainly can both keep you on your toes for sure. They're excitable players to watch.
For sure. Now, there's something every night that I didn't expect or never seen before. And just for that, I feel like we should, you know, maybe be a little bit more on TV than we have been, but maybe we get to see that in the future. But I think we have a fun group. And those two guys, for sure, they keep you on your toes. I think it's a little bit of crazy is good for our team.
Yes, thank you.
And I think we definitely have that.
Oh, we definitely have a little bit of crazy. There's no doubt about that. You're also going to get all the attention you want if this thing keeps going in the right direction and the playoffs are there.
Exactly.
You're gonna get all the spotlight that you want. So. I'm not going to ask you to go back and talk about the world championships because I know you love to do that. I would like you to look forward to the Olympics, because that's going to be something that you and your brother are going to, I would assume, be chomping at the bit to go do that this summer. The groups just came out yesterday where I saw that Germany was with, let's see, France, Japan, and Latvia, right? So are you guys, I mean, that... The Olympics has to be a once in a lifetime dream of you guys, right?
Oh, for sure. I know Mo was able to play in the last one, but right. It was during COVID, so I know he's very excited to have his first, I guess, real Olympic experience. And for me, the same. I think not just the basketball part of it, but just being part of that, you know, obviously super historic event and be able to see the other sports too and just catch that whole vibe. I think that's what I'm really excited for. And it doesn't happen every time for Germany to be a part of that with the basketball team. So we're really excited to go meet again as a team. We had an amazing time the last 2 years, and hopefully we can build on that. Just being a part of that is definitely something that it's not a given for us in Germany. So I'm going to enjoy every second of it.
I'd imagine that you have another group thread with your German national team members. Was there any chatter after the group came out yesterday about what do we think about this? What do we think about France? What anything? Or is it just you don't really talk about it until you guys are all back together?
I haven't talked to them. I know the Latvia, I think Latvia still has to qualify.
Yes. Yep. Yeah.
So we don't know exactly the fourth team. But we know obviously France is going to be really tough to play, and it's in France. So that should be extra fun. And then we just played Japan last summer too, and wasn't an easy game at all. They were very fast and a little unorthodox. So I remember we had sometimes a hard time guarding them. So, for me right now, I haven't really paid too much attention to the group or anything like that, but I know I'm going to be excited and ready to go hopefully in the summer.
Does Dennis bring something extra when he plays you guys? Because this goes back before you and Mo, but he's I believe, career 34% three-point shooter, and then against the Orlando Magic, he's a 40% career three-point shooter. Did a good job last time, but it always feels like, do you guys have fun when you're out there with Dennis? I'm sure you do.
For sure, we do. But that is, one of the best competitors I've ever played with. So, he'll let you hear about it in the game too. Obviously Dennis is someone I looked up to as a young German player, and now playing together on the national team and playing against each other in the NBA is really cool for me. And we definitely have fun with it during the games.
Listen, I know you enjoyed the heck out of your Michigan Wolverines winning a national championship in football. It's been a heck of a season, and the basketball team has had so much success, and I know it's kind of a shock to everybody, but Juwan Howard, obviously meant so much to you. You got to play for him, and we had him here for a year in Orlando. What kind of guy is Juwan? And I know a guy like that will land on his feet in no time. He did great things with that Michigan program.
For sure. Obviously it's never want to see that happen, especially someone like Juwan. I think it was just 2 years for me in Michigan, but a super impactful experience, and obviously Juwan had a major impact on me. Still a lot of the sayings that that he always used, they still really hit home with me today, and had a huge impact, like I said, even on my career in the NBA now. And I think the kind of guy that he is, I think everybody that knows Juwan is at first like taken back by how nice he is and how easy it is to talk to him, even though he's Juwan Howard and he has the resume that he has. He has a way of really giving you the feeling that he cares about you as a person, and obviously he did that with his players, with any one of his players. So I'm always really happy when I get to see him. Great dude. I think great coach, but for sure an even better person.
All right, last thing, and I don't know if we should leave this in Jake's hands with the bringer of the juice, but we've got a nickname for Mo Bogner, so we're trying to find a nickname for Franz. You got Franz Boogie, right? That started at Michigan. Do you like that? Is that the nickname you prefer? That's the one you want to go with, Franz Boogie?
I don't mind that one. I think that's the one that stuck the most for now. I'm definitely not opposed to it. Yeah,
we've heard the Berlin Baller, right? The Berlin Baller's been a good one, right? That I think that's pretty.
Went
floating around, not as much.
Yeah, it's like,
superhero.
He's not liking that one. He's not liking that one.
Yeah, it's just like there's more Berlin Ballers here. I mean, I don't know if people will know right away that that's me. So.
Dante saying you're the Berlin Baller. The Burlap.
I appreciate that.
I didn't start.
By the way, I
say it's ones that I've seen. I'm just looking. I mean, I'm always curious which one, because it doesn't stick if the person doesn't like it. You got to like it first.
Right.
And Boogie's good, right? Boogie fits. I emailed Chris Hunter just to see exactly where Boogie came from. And it's where we all think it came from. You're super. He said he was super smooth and crafty out there on the court, almost like he was dancing. Hence the word boogie. I think it's perfect. It makes perfect.
There you go. See?
All right. Well,
Chris definitely came up with that. It was just one day, just randomly. But it's cool when you get a nickname. You know, that's when you really feel a part of the group, and everybody calls you that. It's a cool feeling. So I like that one.
And we're glad to see you back on Twitter. I think fans were excited. They it was your first tweet in 2 years last night. That was exciting.
Did you drop one last night? I didn't see it.
Yeah, I did. I
brought you to Twitter last night. I didn't even see it.
It was for Top Shot. Trying to get some more people on Top Shot, and
okay,
I'm on Top Shot myself. So,
you try to get your lob.
Exactly. Last night's dunk, I think I reposted, and I hope that one lands on Top Shot. Maybe gets a nice moment.
Okay. All right.
Absolutely. We'll be following the progress. Franz, this is great. We really appreciate you taking the time to join us. It's electric in this town, and we can't wait to see what lies ahead. 13 games left, and you've clinched at least the play-in, but I know that's not the goal. That's the first step, but you got more work to do, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you guys.
All right. That'll do it for this edition of Magic Pod Squad with Franz Boogie. We'll talk to you next time.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at avalonwaterways.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.